From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that the Village of Catskill will raise water rates by 10% in the third quarter of this year. The increase is to pay for the debt service on a $250,000 bond to replace a filtration unit in the water plant that was passed in February. Catskill Village President Vincent Seely said, and I quote, "The increase will be reflected in the October bill. The rate increase is primarily due to our efforts to maintain current operations, invest in water quality infrastructure, and improve operations by purchasing new billing software," end quote. DPW Superintendent Michael McGrath said, and I quote, "The filtration unit should be on and running by the end of next week," end quote. The village is also replacing 1,000 water meters and new meters with radio transmitters. McGrath said, and I quote, "You can radio read them from the trucks so you don't have to go into people's homes. Before, if you got half the houses done, you were lucky. Now you need one guy out there instead of five, and you can do it all in one day instead of a week," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lekachevic reports in the Greenville Pioneer that opposition is lining up against a proposed firing range the state wants to build on County Route 358 in Rensselaerville. Since 2008, park police have used the 33-acre property for training, but now want to add a 10-lane, 100-yard-long firearms range. Neighbors, though, have cited noise, the contamination of groundwater from shattered bullets, and potential reduction in property values. Shots were fired there for 4 months in 2017, but after neighbors filed an Article 78 lawsuit, the Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation shut down the firing range. Now the state wants to reconfigure the existing dormitory there and add another, and also complete a firearms range, build an indoor active shooting training area, and make other improvements. Neighbor Brent Thompson said, and I quote, "I can't imagine who in parks decided that putting a 10-lane rifle range 260 yards from a house in the middle of a rural community was a good idea," end quote. Rich Amador, a police officer who lives nearby and is chairman of the Rensselaer Planning Board, said, and I quote, "They have been there for 10 years and were pretty decent neighbors. But the part that upset me was the day we found out the range was open in 2017 was the day they started shooting," end quote. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that despite a local law that dates back to 1930 against food trucks in Chatham, a food truck has been parking on Main Street lately. Adam Moon said at an April 8th town meeting he has a letter from several local businesses, and I quote, "giving me consent," end quote, to park his food truck near their stores. Resident Lyle Locke, who was on the Village Zoning Update Committee, said that food trucks are addressed in the proposed new zoning law. But new Village Mayor John Howe said the board will get the zoning eventually, but first needs to set a budget for next year. That may take more time than usual, as the Chatham board found out last year that the town had not paid federal state payroll taxes for about 3 years. Newly elected board member Melanie Spock said, and I quote, "I don't think a food truck is a bad idea, but it has to be regulated," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Jim Chahin Jr. reports in the Albany Times Union that a second live music venue opens this week in Crossgates Mall in Albany. Skyloft, a new 600 to 800 person capacity concert venue, joins Jupiter Hall, which has been there since 2016. The new club is owned by the same company that runs Darrell's House in Pauling in Dutchess County. Skyloft opens April 25th with Jasmo's Jazz Band, led by the Allman Brothers Band drummer, and in the next month, we'll see performances from Felice Brothers, Max Weinberg of the E Street Band, the Wailers, and the reunited punk band X. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.